Hi, welcome back to International Jukebox. Today we're going to talk about German culture. I'm PM.
My name's Freddie.
And I'm going to ask some questions about his experience in Germany. So, firstly, what do you think are the most common stereotypes about Germans, and to what extent do you agree with them?
So, one of the most common stereotypes that especially people have of German people is that they are very direct and rude, maybe. And maybe partly this is true because of a language difference. And naturally, the English language, everyone goes, oh, yeah, please, thank you. And you say, and when you go to the, and even I still do this wrong when I go to the cafeteria and I get my food. And I don't say, could I please have this and thank you very much and have a nice day. Then my friends, they scrutinize me. And in Germany, it's just not what I expected. And everyone's a bit more direct and, doesn't waste time with formalities.
What would you rather?
That's a good question. Probably, I do like the direct approach because otherwise you waste time and no one's offended if you don't do it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is like your favorite place in Germany? Do you have any like specific place that you're attached to?
So there's this one really beautiful statue in the middle of Berlin, by which I drive like probably if I'm there like twice a day. Because it's straight on my way to my grandma's house and it's to the city, and it's this huge roundabout around a big gold statue called Die Siegessäule.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we drive past, my mom tells me how the mosaic in the middle was made by our great 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 grandfather, which is also a cool fact.
Do you live in Berlin?
I do live in Berlin, yeah.
Any places you'd recommend visit?
I mean, obviously, there's like staple places you have to visit, like the Brandenburger Tor, which used to be like a huge highway between Germany and Berlin. And then there's the Reichstag next to the Kanzleramt, which is where the whole where the government is situated.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, Kurfürstendamm is like a huge shopping area. And it also has a big nightlife, and you can go to restaurants or go to bars.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you miss most from home?
So usually when I'm in Berlin, there's just one cafe called Butter Lindner, and they have like, it's a huge franchise, and they have stores all over Berlin. So every time in Berlin, like when we go by one of these stores, I stop and I get this one salad called Flusskrebssalat. And obviously I miss my family and my siblings and whatnot, but I also miss the Flusskrebssalat very much because it is delicious. So if you ever go to Berlin, you gotta try it.
Okay, so moving on to German culture, is there any like German hit that you want to share? Anything we should listen to?
I mean, I'm sure most people have listened to songs like Neun und die Luftballons and Major Tom, which were written by German artists. But my personal favorites are, okay, so we had this city as when we were children and when we used to live in Warsaw. And it just had like top hits on it, and one of the songs was German. I don't know if by chance or if it was a German CD.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Easy by Crow, and it's definitely my favorite German song ever. Then there's so many. And then there's Bild am Kopf by I think it was Sido, which is also an absolute banger. And there's one more called Nur noch einmal kurz die Welt retten.
So have you been to any of Crow's concerts by any chance?
I actually went to one in 2017 with my siblings, and it was really cool, and he had lots of great songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Any pieces of literature you'd recommend?
Okay, so my two favorite pieces of German literature, one is called Katharina Blum, and it's about a woman who is accused of the crime. Guilty or not guilty, doesn't really matter. And it's about how, like, the media sort of ruins her life. And, and it discusses the issues with the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then another book is called Der Besuch der alten Dame. And that one's about, an old lady comes to a poor city called Gülen. And everyone's very poor. And she offers everyone $1 billion for someone to murder this man called Alfred Ill, who wronged her in the past. And basically everyone would share the money. So Alfred has to live in the city, and even though no one wants to do it themselves, everyone sort of is betting on the fact that he does die, and it kind of drives him insane, and it's very interesting.
Do you think it'd be accessible to people trying to learn German?
Yeah, for sure. It's quite short as well, so.
And lastly, any German movies or series that people trying to learn German could actually watch?
So there's one German TV show that I was watching with my family, and it comes straight after the news at 8:15, and it's called Tatort.
Mm-hmm.
And which translates a crime scene in English, and it's Germany's longest running TV drama, and it's sort of a thriller / just crime show about and it airs every night, and they have an episode. And then there's another one that I personally haven't watched, but my friend has been recommending to me for forever, and it's called Dark, and it's about the mystery of a missing child who entered a cave and never returned. And so it's like a mystery, and it's sci-fi, and it's about cool. Time travel, and
can we just find it online?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and Tatort, you just have to watch the news.
So Freddie, if I'm right, you used to live in Poland as well.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us a little bit about it?
Okay, so I lived in Poland for 10 years, and I lived in Warsaw, and I went to a British school though, and so I had a lot of British friends, and we all lived sort of in the same area, and Warsaw is definitely an underrated city, because a lot of people, when they think of Poland, they expect an underdeveloped country, and it's very cold, and while this might be true for like a lot of Poland, there's a lot of people living in Warsaw, and it's a very pretty city, and just as, you know, some would even say just developed as a city like Berlin is, or Frankfurt or Hamburg, where they have, you know, they have cinemas, they have skyscrapers, they have everything. So I really loved it there.
Could you think of any similarities or differences between your life in Poland and Germany or the UK?
Mm-hmm. So one big difference is definitely everything is a lot cheaper in Poland. Mm-hmm. So when I used to live in Poland, we used to be able to go, and there was a sushi restaurant quite close to my house. And, you know, we're a family of seven. And usually if you would try to eat sushi in Berlin or in London, you'd be leaving paying hundreds of pounds, which just isn't affordable. But when we go to eat sushi in Poland, you know, money had a totally different value, and you could eat sushi every single week.
Yeah.
And you'd only be paying 70, 80 pounds still, which is, you know, for some people, that's quite a good deal for sushi, and everyone was full. And then there were things like, even though Germans are direct, maybe Polish people are even more direct, but maybe that's just the way I experienced it, because I was international.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand the language, but
What does the typical Polish food look like?
So the most famous Polish food is something called pierogi. You may have heard of it. It's sort of like a dough bag, and it can have meat or mushrooms or sauerkraut inside. And then they also do naleśniki, which are basically like big pancakes, but not crepes. They're not thin. They're like quite thick. And then they put cream cheese and marmalade on it. Or they have like goulash. We have that here as well. Yeah, stuff like that.
And in Germany?
And in Germany, we have, what do we have German? Obviously, we love our sausages. We have like Frankfurters. And if you go to the Kuhfestadamm, like I told you before, there are stands there that sell very typical German food, and like 1 meter long
Frankfurt breakfast. Do you prefer stuff. English food or Polish food or German food?
I definitely prefer German food.
German food.
So first of all, the UK, I don't know, I don't like the roast, I don't like the fried fish, I don't like many of the typical English meals. So that already takes the L. And then Germany has such good dishes like Hefeklöße, which are like big doughy things, and you put butter and sugar and marmalade inside them. It's a great dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Schwammkuchen, and we have schnitzel, which obviously is famous all over the world, but especially in Germany, people love a schnitzel. And then the bratwurst, and
yeah. Have you ever had the chance to go to Oktoberfest, the beer festival?
No. Honestly, I've been wanting to go every year, but the first, obviously, when I was 1 to 3 years old, which I, when I still live in Berlin, I was obviously too young. Then I lived 10 years in Warsaw, and they don't celebrate the Oktoberfest in Warsaw, and I was always in school. I didn't go back to Berlin to visit the Oktoberfest. And then when I came back to Berlin now, I've been going to boarding school, obviously, in Wellington. So every time the Oktoberfest comes around, my cousins and my siblings come in and tell me, oh, it's so cool, the Oktoberfest, you should come. It's the greatest event the whole year, and everyone kind of, you know, has a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always stuck at school, so unfortunately I haven't been able to go yet.
Are you going back to Germany for Christmas?
Yeah.
How would you describe kind of like the atmosphere in Germany for Christmas, and how does that compare to the UK, you think?
Okay, so I haven't really been able to experience a Christmas in the UK yet, but I can talk about Warsaw, because obviously I'm only in the UK when I'm at school, and we have school during Christmas. But in Berlin and in Warsaw, actually, people love Christmas, and all the street lights and street lamps are decorated with Christmas lights. Even though I do think in Germany the Christmas atmosphere is a bit more noticeable because of because we have traditions like the Weihnachtsmarkt, which you only really find done that way in Germany.
What is it, Christmas markets?
Yeah, and so you have lots of little wood huts, and they set up on a big town square. And in Berlin, it's this, oh, I don't even know what it's called, but it's a big like town square, and they all set up shop there, and they even have a stage, and they have like performances there basically around the clock. And you go there, and the most traditional things to buy there are Glühwein, and which is like a very warm drink, alcoholic drink that's like sweet, and everyone loves it for Christmas because it sort of fits the, it's like warm, and it's
And like Christmas decorations and things like that, right?
And they sell Christmas decorations and other little bits and bobs, and lots of German food.
Okay, so moving on to German language, what do you think is the most difficult thing for non-native people when they're trying to learn German?
So when you're trying to learn German, you have lots of... In English, you can only use the word the to describe all the nouns. And it's sort of similar to French, where you have le, la...
Mm-hmm, like feminine, masculine.
Yeah. And in Germany, you have der, die, das. And it's used for all the nouns, which is obviously really annoying. And then you have to take it to all the verbs. But then for Polish, it gets even worse, because you like it all. I don't even understand the language. I tried to learn it and I miserably failed. But you basically have like 12 different ways to say one, which is just mad to think about.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What's the longest German word?
Okay, so obviously in German you can have words that are as long as you want, because you can put together as many nouns as you want if you put them in connect them in a certain way. But the longest word that I always use as an example, which is like a long word that was truly used by an association, is called the Donaudampfschifffahrtselektrizitätenhauptbetriebswerk Bau unter Beamtengesellschaft.
What does that mean?
It means the Association for Subordinate Officials of the Main Maintenance Building of the Danube Steam Shipping Electrical Services, which is a sub-organization of the Donau Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft, which is just the Danube sort of association.
Can you name 5 famous German people?
Okay, so the famous German people I expect most people to know are probably, obviously, Angela Merkel, our chancellor, but unfortunately she is no longer our chancellor as of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the new chancellor, Olaf Scholz. In history we have, obviously, Albert Einstein, and Karl Marx, and then we have, we already talked about singers, but we also have like famous businessmen like Frank Thelen.
You made who, it. You named five German people.
Yeah, well, I was just going to talk about Frank Thelen. Amazing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And he's like in the German version of Dragon's Den, and it's called Höhle der Löwen. If you want to watch it and learn some German while watching a great show, you can watch that. And yeah.
So finally, why should we all move to Germany?
Very good question.
If you had to make a case.
So Germany is one of the best economies in the world, and under Angela Merkel, we had one of the sort of best government support systems. So we've got a fantastic education, and there's no need for any private education because the public school system's so good, and you can, and if you're really smart and you want to go to a better school, there's, so the public school system has schools to which you have to apply, and they're public schools, and you, if you fill the criteria, then you can go there, and then you're with some really smart kids, and you get a bit better facilities, but it's still funded by the government. And then we have a fantastic healthcare system that takes care of you.
So public infrastructure, mainly.
Yeah, public infrastructure is fantastic. Otherwise, I think the opportunities are great. There's a lot of cities like Berlin, Frankfurt, Hamburg, Düsseldorf, you know, all over Berlin, all over Germany. It's not just Berlin, which is a great city to live in. And yeah, you'll also find lots of different people living in Germany from different cultures because it's such an international society, sort of country. Whereas when I was at my time in Poland, it's mainly Polish people. And then where I lived, there was a lot more international people because of my school and because of the American school. They were sort of together and we were sort of a bit separate. But yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, Freddie, for that.
Thank you for having me.